Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of alone. Won't you help me, girl, just as soon as you can?
Al Green bringing us back. One of the all-time greats. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. But Road Trip Mojo is a place you want to go right now. Or well, not right now, in a minute. A little bit later, after the show. Road Trip Mojo.
While you're driving with your phone up in front of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's drive now.
While you're checking your email. While you're checking your email. So,
exactly.
So, Jeffrey, Road Trip Mojo, you got a post there about the big doings this weekend you're going to.
Yep, it's a concert, not a festival, a golf cart drive-in concert in the campground up at Spirit of Suwannee Music Park up in Live Oak, Florida. So it's an example of an industry that's pivoted. That was shut down like a door slamming, as with everybody else back in March, put, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people out of work, out of business, and now they're finding their way back. And they've been finding their way back. This is only the latest, you know, like we alluded to in the previous segment. You know, they've done drive-in theaters have pivoted to take their, put up stages and have the cars there, you know, pull up and bring your food and keep your distance, but enjoy the music.
They're not going to take the temperature, you know, are they? That's where I draw the line. I don't like people taking my temperature.
There you go. Well, they'll see how cold you are.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want that.
I look pasty all the time. But anyway, Jeffrey, the of course, the message here is about turning tough times into saving yourself, surviving. You know, in the beginning of 2009, after the 2008 crash, I told people your goal for 2009 is to survive, to open your doors January 1, 2010. In April of 2020, I said the same thing about last year. And, you know, we're still, here we are in 2021, and people are still having to do that. People are still having to pivot. I mean, never mind the vaccines. That's helping. We're on the early stages of that. Hopefully, it sounds like we may be we may be getting a little bit of a decline in the outbreak of this thing, of this hateful disease. But still, we all have to learn how to pivot. We have to learn how to pivot. And I keep beating this drum, Jeffrey. It's all about whatever your customers expect. If you want to know if first you have to say, I'm willing to pivot. And then when you say, how do I pivot? That's easy. Just call your customers, ask them what they want. What do you think?
Well, and that's the thing, is that what we've seen here is, look, there was no one knew. No one knew how to respond. There was no way to respond back in March, okay? So March, April, May, June, through the summer, festivals were hoping, and concerts were hoping they'd continue. Look, Broadway is still shut down. Some of the smartest minds are invested in these live events all over the world, smartest and wealthiest people. But this isn't, you can't just throw money to make something come back. Look, we had Warp Speed, we have a vaccine, it's coming around, but they still can't open because we still don't have herd immunity. Mm-hmm. So, you know, until we do, you have to do it smart. And the people that, you know, in the article, on Road Trip Mojo, you know, concerts aren't coming back. Concerts in the traditional closed venue sense aren't coming back very soon, just as, you know, others may. So they had to pivot. So, you know, they're looking at one of these festivals coming around in July that's going to be thousands of people at a venue, and they're like, some of the outsiders are saying, I just don't know about that. I don't know.
Well, never mind herd immunity or not. I'll be honest with you. I've told my audience before. I'm not afraid of COVID-19. I'm afraid of retirement. You know, that's just what I worry about. I worry about the years. You know, not having anything to do. But the thing is, even though I am about this thing, I'm trying to imagine when I'm going to feel comfortable being jammed up with people shoulder to shoulder, butt to belly, in an airport queue line. Or jammed into an airplane for 6 hours or 4 hours or 3 hours. I'm trying to imagine how long it's going to be before I'm going to be comfortable doing that. I never liked it to start with. I don't like, you know, that kind of proximity. But I wasn't afraid for my life. But now I think, I mean, it could take a long time before people get comfortable being that close to everybody.
They're talking about it just taking longer than we are expecting. Look, the Spanish flu back in 1918 was I think, pretty much over. I mean, look, we lost 500 million, or infected 500 million people, killed millions. But, you know, it took 2 years. It took over 2 years. And, you know, they didn't have scientists cranking out a inoculation.
But it ran its course. It ran its course. But anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Yeah. So look. And they're all saying, look, you know, I shared on my Facebook, actually I think I scheduled to go live today, a picture from Woodstock. Just, and it didn't show the 500,000 people,
right,
but it showed a couple hundred thousand of them. They're like, that may never happen again.
No,
not
no
not
kidding.
Woodstock, but a festival with 50,000 people
jammed, people jammed up together like that. Yes, and so the point we're making
for
here,
no
folks,
other reason than you're not going to wholly have it tamped down.
You're going to
have
you're going to have to pivot. Maybe for a long time. And I hate to say it, but that's probably our reality. Hey, Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Have fun at the festival.
We're going to have a blast. Thank
Jeffrey
you. Zabar, rock on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Road Trip Mojo. Check out his blog there, roadtripmojo.com. Jeffrey Zabar will be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.